In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. Today we're going to talk about a dream that God had. Yes, we're going to talk about God's exalted dream about your marriage. Yes, your marriage. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, let me talk directly to you. Directly to you, if you are so blessed to be married, and of course those of you who hope to be married one day, might want to listen in for a little encouragement, a few insights into what marriage really is. Okay, I'm speaking to you who are married, and perhaps to you and your spouse if you're both present listening to this program. Your wedding nuptial was a monumental occasion in God's mind. A monumental, earth-shattering occasion in God's heart, in His Holy Spirit. You see, I can tell you with complete assurance and conviction that God our Father, yes, dear married couple, your Heavenly Father, had a beautiful, multifaceted gem of a dream from all eternity. Yes, dear bride, God dreamt of you. He dreamt of you. And His dream found fulfillment when He created you. Yes, God saw all He had made, and indeed, it was very good. See Genesis 1:31. Yes, God had a dream from all eternity. And dear groom, you were in that same dream. And this lofty dream came to fulfillment when He created you. God saw all He had made, and indeed, it was very good. Now, God's exalted dream continued to pour forth when at a special moment in time, dear bride and groom, dear husband and wife, you first met. You first caught each other's eye. That moment in history when, we might say, all of heaven drew a deep breath and paused in amazement at all that was to come, all that was to flow from that very first meeting. And in case there's any doubt, I am speaking of you. I am speaking of your marriage. Yes, God's exalted dream continued to pour forth when at that special moment you and your spouse first met, through the mysterious, loving work of God, your Father's most perfect and holy providence. And since God's dream is infinite, it continues to pour out love and fruitfulness, never ceasing. And so, in time, God's dream realized its greatest fulfillment to that date, that is, when you and your spouse were joined in sacred marriage. When you and your spouse were married. What an amazing occasion. containing tremendous promise, tremendous promise. God, your father, saw all he had made, and indeed, it was very good. Now, God's dream continues to pour out fruitfulness and love. God, our father's love and fruitfulness can never be exhausted. God, our loving father, continues to amaze us. To amaze us beyond the paucity, the littleness of our own expectations. And God's dream was further realized in the exceptional children you as a couple cooperated in bringing to life, and or the beautiful children you will bear, all the grandchildren they will bear. And so it will continue on. Generation unto generation unto generation. And this dream, this exalted dream of God, providentially includes all the millions of persons your offspring and their offspring will touch and influence in some way until the end of time. Yes, until the end of time, when eternity is only beginning, as our families and friends unite in the presence of the Most Holy Trinity for all eternity. Yes, this is some very dim glimpse into the momentous, earth-shattering stature of the day in history when you and your spouse were married. Yes, that was a pivotal day in all of history. It most certainly was. And I am convinced, I have no doubt, that your marriage, yes, your marriage is a marriage made in heaven. A marriage made in heaven. Oh, sure, you're only human. You have a fallen human nature. You're not perfect, but believe me, this does not take away one iota from the fact that your marriage is a marriage made in heaven. Your marriage is especially beautiful and exalted because of and in spite of your human frailties. We all have those. If we could only all come to realize how tremendously important and beautiful our marriage is. Yes, your marriage is. Your marriage exudes divine and human love. Your marriage is indissoluble. Yes, a bond that is indestructible, a bond that is holy, a bond that is fruitful, a bond that is trustingly open to the gift of new life. Please do not doubt this. This is how Jesus views your marriage. As Jesus was scourged and then nailed to the wood of the cross, as he hung there and he bled there and he poured his most sacred blood forth there, believe me, he thought of your marriage. He thought of your marriage. And he poured his most precious blood out upon it. And for those of you so blessed to be Catholic, he not only made your marriage a sacrament, he gave you the Holy Mass. He gave you his most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity in Holy Communion to sustain and strengthen and preserve your marriage. And when he was pierced in his side and the blood representing the Holy Eucharist poured out and the water poured out from his side, he was pouring the Holy Spirit out upon you and your marriage. And so he is always with you. He is always in you as long as you and I do not drive him out with the gift of our free will. And he gave us the sacrament of confession, so that when we do fall, frail, fallen, broken human clay that we are, he could forgive our sins and restore us to our baptismal purity. As you and your spouse are temples of the Holy Spirit, your marriage is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Your family is the domestic church of Jesus our Lord, a temple of the Holy Spirit. You have this friend and counselor always present with you in you the Holy Spirit to reveal Jesus to you. Jesus is and wants to be ever more so intimately involved in your marriage, in your life. And no problem is too small, no problem is too big for the Lord Jesus to take care of when it comes to you and your marriage. He is with you. He will never leave you. He loves you. He loves your marriage. There is no exaggeration, no hyperbole whatsoever in what I am saying here. None. I cannot do justice with my words to express to you how important you and your marriage are to Jesus, how beloved your marriage is to Jesus, our Lord, our God, our Savior, our brother. Please do not underestimate Jesus. Please do not underestimate the splendor of your marriage, please. And should you be experiencing any tensions or troubles in your marriage, please do not overestimate these things in comparison with the help and grace that Jesus wants to come to the rescue with. Turn to Him. He wants you to turn to Him. He wants to hear all about everything, everything good, everything bad, everything ugly, everything. Jesus is not going to tune you out. He is going to help you. No matter what, every time, no matter how many times, never give up. Never give up. Jesus will never give up on you. So never give up on yourself. Never give up. Never give up on your spouse. Never give up on your marriage. Never underestimate Jesus and His willingness, His aching desire to pour out His love and grace upon you and your marriage. Let's give thanks to Jesus for all that He has given to us, our very life, our very breath. Give thanks to Jesus for your spouse and never stop trusting Jesus for everything in every circumstance. We're going to come right back and talk more about God's exalted dream about your marriage. And we'll also take a look at what angels think about your marriage. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We'll be right back.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton, Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We return to our discussion of God's exalted dream about your marriage. Yes, your marriage. I want to share an excerpt from Familiaris Consortio referencing some sublime words of Tertullian, who lived from 155 to 240 AD. He was a prolific early Christian author from Carthage, and he has well expressed the greatness of this married life in our Lord Jesus and its beauty. I've referred to this passage before in an earlier program, but I think it's worth sharing again in this context. So here are the words of Tertullian, quote, "How can I ever express the happiness of the marriage that is joined together by the church, strengthened by an offering, sealed by a blessing, announced by angels, and ratified by the Father? How wonderful the bond between two believers with a single hope, a single desire, a single observance, a single service. They are both brethren and both fellow servants. There is no separation between them in spirit or flesh. In fact, they are truly two in one flesh, and where the flesh is one, one is the spirit." End quote. Yes, that is your marriage. How can we ever express the happiness of the marriage that is joined together by the church? That is your marriage, joined together by the church. And your marriage has been strengthened. Yes, strengthened by an offering. Yes, strengthened by your offering, your surrender. You're giving your all, holding nothing back from your spouse. Yes, strengthened by this offering of our Lord Jesus, who offered himself, who sacrificed himself on the cross. He chose to do that so that graces can be poured out upon you and your marriage. Yes, he offered himself for your salvation, but he also offered himself for your happiness, for the fruitfulness of your life, for your marriage. And he strengthens you with this offering of himself to give you himself in Holy Communion, truly, really, substantially, his body, blood, soul, and divinity, so that you will be strengthened in your soul, strengthened in your life, strengthened in your marriage. And Jesus blesses your marriage. He constantly blesses your marriage. He seals your marriage with a blessing. He seals it with a blessing in such a way that the seal is indestructible. It cannot be broken until death. It's like an envelope containing something so precious. This marriage certification by Jesus, this envelope is sealed, and on the outside it is written by Jesus himself. This seal is not to be broken. This envelope is not to have its seal broken. This envelope is not to be opened until the death of one of the spouses. And we can imagine Jesus, our Lord, praying over this sealed envelope, representing the indissolubility and the beauty of your marriage. Jesus keeps this envelope. He keeps your marriage very close to his heart at all times. And do you know what else happened when you were married and continues to happen during your marriage? Angelic creatures, just angels, announce your marriage with great joy and happiness and seriousness. Angels know that your marriage is sacred. They know that your marriage is ratified by the Father, so they announce it. I'll tell you what, the next time you're walking with your spouse and you take his or her hand and you're walking along, I want you to think about the fact that angels are watching you and they are proclaiming and announcing your marriage that has been ratified by the Father. Your marriage is really something, something incredible, something beautiful, something fruitful. Okay, I don't have adequate words to express how sublime your marriage is, but it is sublime. It is awe-inspiring. God knows this. His angels know this. And yes, even the fallen angels know this. That's why they constantly attack the sacrament of marriage. But never fear. Stay close to Jesus and his precious blood and his sacraments, and you have no worries. The attacks will come, but you have no worries. You're safe. You're safe with Jesus. Your marriage is safe with Jesus. And echoing the words of Tertullian, how wonderful is the bond between you and your spouse, two believers. You have a single hope, do you not? You have a single desire, a desire for God, a desire for each other, a fruitfulness in your children, a single observance as you pray and attend Mass together, a single service. Yes, marriage is about service, service to God, service to each other next, and then service to your children. You spend yourselves for each other. You spend yourselves for your children, your beloved children, and you spend yourselves for others, others God has blessed you with and put into your life. And God is so proud of you. Yes, you and your spouse are both brethren. You're both fellow servants. There's no separation between you and your spouse, either in flesh or in spirit. You are one in flesh. You are one in spirit. And yes, where the flesh is one, one is the spirit. How blessed you are. How fortified you are in the Holy Spirit who has been poured out and given to you. Lord Jesus, forgive us how quick we are to forget the help and the grace and the power you have given to us by sending us the sweet guest of our souls, your Holy Spirit. Let's never forget the day we were married, day, that beautiful moment that has truly been announced by angels and ratified by the Father. You see, Jesus is madly in love with your marriage, so much so that, as I said, he thought of it. He thought of your marriage while he hung and bled and died on the cross. Oh, yes, he most certainly did think about your marriage. He sealed your marriage. He sealed it with a blessing. He sealed it with his very most sacred, precious blood poured out from the cross upon your special marriage. Please take time to slow down and reflect upon the sublimity, the gift of your marriage. And let us give thanks to God our Father. We'll be right back to pray for a special blessing upon my marriage and upon your marriage. I'm Jim Littleton, FormingFaithfulFamilies.com.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of Forming Faithful Families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.
Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton, Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We return to God's exalted dream about your marriage. I'd like to pray a very simple but beautiful prayer, and perhaps you can join me because you might know this prayer. It's a beautiful Irish blessing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face, and rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand. And another prayer as well that you can find on our website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, that you and your spouse can pray together as often as you like. It's best to hold hands and look into each other's eyes to the extent possible as you pray this. Dear Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thank you for the profound gift of the sacrament of marriage. Thank you for the magnificent gift of my spouse, whom your perfect providence planned for me from all eternity. May I always treat him, her, as royalty, with all the perfect honor, respect, and dignity he, she deserves. Help me to be selfless in my marriage, to pour everything out for my spouse at all times, holding nothing back, expecting nothing in return, but recognizing and being grateful for all he, she pours out for me and our family every day, and it is much. Please strengthen and protect our marriage and all marriages. Help us to pray together daily. May we trust you completely in every way as you deserve. Please make our marriage fruitful and open to your most perfect will in the privilege of co-creating and nurturing life. Help us to build a strong, secure, loving, faith-filled family, the domestic church. Dear Most Blessed Virgin Mary, we confidently entrust our marriage to your care. Keep our family always under your mantle. We have complete trust in you, Lord Jesus, that you are always with us and are constantly seeing to the very best for us, bringing a tremendous good out of everything, including the crosses you have permitted in our lives. Dear spouse's name, you and I are one. I promise I will always love you and always be true to you. I will never abandon you. I will lay down my life for you. With God and you in my life, I have everything. Thank you, Jesus. You are the ultimate pourer. We love you and we thank you. You can also find this prayer in my book, Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities. You are so good at heart. And why? Because God made you that way. You are his masterpiece. And your marriage is God's magnum opus, his great work. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.